A memorial service will be held for George Floyd in Minneapolis today, 10 days after he died in police custody. The former officer at the center of the incident, Derek Chauvin, has been charged with second-degree murder. Three other former officers also face charges for involvement in the death. Meanwhile, protests continue around the country. Stephanie Stokes from member station WABE in Atlanta takes us there.
The center of the protest is in downtown Atlanta, around Centennial Olympic Park. Crowds of a couple thousand gather each day in the nearby streets. The new charges against the Minneapolis officers didn't change that, although Olivia Young says she was happy to hear the news.
That's a big step. It's a really big step. I hope we get a conviction now. So
she wants people to know why protesters are out here.
It's a bigger picture and it's a meaning that everybody needs to see that Black Lives Matter and that justice should always be for everybody.
The demonstrators show up despite a sometimes heavy response from police. The city put a curfew into effect after the first night of protests ended with vandalism and looting. Officers often use tear gas to disperse crowds or move them away from government buildings. Trey Clopton has a large purple bruise on his leg. He says it's from rubber bullets. He plans to keep demonstrating.
I'll be out here every day, until something changes.
Most protesters, like him, have remained peaceful. Clopton has even engaged officers in discussions about reform. When Clopton talks about why he's out here, he points to his brother. He's a jogger like Ahmaud Arbery, a Black man who was recently shot in southwest Georgia. Clopton worries every time his brother goes out for a run.
I don't want to feel that anymore.
Many of the people out here have a personal story like that. Signs that stick up above the crowds reference other family members, nephews. Kendrell David got off work so he could finally join the protests. His sign mentions his son.
I love him so much. I don't want him growing up in the world like this right now.
There already have been some shifts in Atlanta. The city fired two officers for excessive force. They were involved in tasing two college students during the protests. And last night, for the first time, law enforcement didn't use tear gas to clear the area around the park. The night still ended in arrests, though. Atlanta police report around 400 arrests since protests began last Friday. For Here and Now, I'm Stephanie Stokes in Atlanta.